Good morning. It's 11 minutes to 8. Earlier in the programme, you may have heard a report about two oak trees growing on Wycliffe Common in Ludlow. Friends of Wycliffe Common have applied to have them taken down, but Ludlow Town Council are not keen. Daphne Jones is from the Friends of Wycliffe Common and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Daphne, tell us a bit of a problem here getting healthy trees felled. Why are you wanting to do this?
Okay, let me give you the two reasons why these are in the application. This iconic view of Ludlow from Wycliffe did not exist in the 1980s. Tree growth had obscured it completely. In 1998, Friends of Wycliffe Common, with full permissions, using shire horses, restored this view, and an agreement was made to keep the view open. That's the first reason. The second reason is the proposal from a number of people that the two dominant trees should be removed. This has included the Midlands in Bloom judge, I might add, and many disabled people, just to give an open view across the common. I take the point made earlier by Andy Boddington that you can move a little bit to the left and you can move a little bit to the right and find these views that you want, and of Tracy that it is full of memories. But on that open space at the top of the common, we have approximately 10 memorial seats that people go there and sit on. They have dedicated their seats to loved ones who loved Wycliffe. They go there with memories. They evoke the memories. They sit there. They look down. They pick out the historic views of the town and sit and just get lost in the view. They are of the opinion that these two dominant trees obscure the open view over the town.
Daphne, I think I've seen these trees. They're quite big. They're substantial.
Yes.
Could you not have spotted them earlier and maybe moved them when they were little?
Well, strangely enough, they were spotted earlier, and there was some controversy earlier about them not being taken down. And so we have left it again, but it has come up again with us. And, you know, we're not vandals on Wycliffe. I mean, you know Wycliffe, you've seen Wycliffe. It's an acreage of 52 acres. It's approximately covered in two-thirds trees now. We understand the beauty of trees, wildflowers, the importance of wildlife, all of those sort of things. Approximately half the committee have been looking after the common for 20 years. And because this has come up over and over again, we feel it is our duty, looking after the common for everyone that is enjoying that area, that we talk to people, that we should take their views on board and try and represent them.
But you're never going to please everybody over this, because there are going to be a bunch of people who want the trees and a bunch of people who don't.
Well, that is it, isn't it? It's emotive. We agree that it's totally emotive. We take all of that on board. It's opinions, isn't it? Just opinions that we are dealing with here. But we're rather worried that it's becoming a one-sided picture that is emerging. Two trees, healthy trees, we agree. But if we are never going to be allowed to cut down a healthy tree, that view will go. I wonder how many people have looked at the canopy below the oaks. Before too many years, the castle will be totally obscured. So if this says that no healthy tree can be taken down on Wycliffe, and we are aware of all of that, this view will eventually go. In point of fact, not many years ago, we actually planted 100 oak trees up on Wycliffe because we know of the, the worry that there is about oaks, particularly now. But at the moment, this seems to be being governed by the fact that they are oaks and they are healthy.
Okay.
And Wycliffe is an open space, more dimensional than that.
All right, Daphne. Who's going to pay for this and how much is it going to cost?
Well, there we are. We haven't got our totals up. We raise, let me just say, that Friends of Wycliffe Common raise and spend between £8,000 and £10,000 a year up on that common. And I would like to say here that it does rankle with me a little bit that 30 of the 30 objectors to this When I last looked, I could actually find 8 people who actually are friends of the common and contribute by giving us a little bit of money each year. We don't ask for more than £15 per year.
That doesn't mean to say people can't object, though, Daphne.
No, it doesn't mean they can't object, but it would be rather nice, wouldn't it, if they thought even bigger of it with this common and actually gave a little bit towards its upkeep, because our volunteer hours up on the common, we worked it out, our last financial year, our volunteer hours that we put on the common, if we actually paid the minimum rate, it would come up to over £5,000 a year. And that's to add to the eight to 10,000 we already raised and spent.
Okay. Very quickly, who's got the final say here?
The final say stays, of course, with the tree conservation officer.
And when will you find out?
Well, I don't know onto that, whether there's a final date for it, but it will be, I assume, sometime in August, sometimes by the end of August, I assume.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Daphne.
OK, thank you very much for listening.
Daphne Jones from the Friends of Whitcliffe